30-plus DC-3s and C-47s are staged for a formation flight. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. We're at Rock Falls, well, today we could call it International Airport, I think, with the Dan Greider of thelasttime.org, talking about the DC-3 and C-47 reunion for the 75th anniversary of the type. And Dan, as we're talking here, the event's not over. Still have the big formation flight to go. But so far, you guys have dodged a big bullet in terms of the weather and had a really nice event here.
It's been fantastic, Paul, and we appreciate you coming out and supporting and promoting it. 32 airplanes on the ground here today. It's a world record. The weather's perfect. A little over 10,000 people walking around these airplanes here today, and it's just a spectacular day to treasure these airplanes.
You know, it's hard enough to put together an annual event where you get to learn things and apply them for next year. But this has gone remarkably trouble-free for an only event. How many people were involved in putting this on? How many people helped with the group? And how do you, to what do you attribute the seamless flow of events here?
Well, we just had the concept from the beginning, simple and safe. We removed all the other danger aspects. We worked very hard on designing the aircraft parking diagram and the instructions for the owners to make sure the aircraft could get in. Supporting the aircraft, the whole community of Sterling Rock Falls and the Rock River Valley committed early to supporting this operation in the forms of donations and donor base so that we didn't have to charge people. You know, there's no gate admission to come in here. And we just had a tremendous amount of support from very, very early on who wanted to see this happen here and who wanted to gather these airplanes at this airport. The airport itself is a perfect location, flat field elevation, two runways. Our long runway is 6,500 feet long, which is more than enough for a DC-3. So all the guys are very comfortable operating off of that. Everything has been better than seamless. It's just been textbook perfect for this operation.
All right, now, I have seen people bumping into people here who had no idea that they'd see them. I mean, there are people who haven't seen each other in 40, 50, 60 years. There was one owner of a DC-3 over here who bumped into the guy who inspected the plane. He's 94 years old and came out to see this thing. Tell me what it is about the DC-3 and the C-47 that makes it so endearing long-term and such a romantic airplane.
Well, that's a difficult question to answer, Paul, but... The main thing is that, you know, they built 14,000 of these airplanes, and it touched so many lives across so many lifespans that everybody is kind of connected to it in one way or another. So the gathering of the airplanes here was an important aspect, but the reunion aspect involving the people of this airplane was equally, if not more so, important to us as we gathered up the concepts of gathering the airplanes. We knew that the people associated with them would attend as well, and attend they have. Those kind of stories are all over the place here. People that used to ride them and jump on them or work on them, and people walk around pointing to that airplane and said, I remember when I saw that airplane in this location and things like that. So just an amazing concept. The gathering of the aircraft was early on an important ingredient, but as we found out towards the later planning, the people aspect of it became profoundly important.
Now, you have some history with this airport. Tell us about that.
Well, this is Rock Falls, Illinois. Their twin city is Sterling Rock Falls, and I graduated high school in 1979, home of the Sterling Golden Warriors, I might add, and graduated class of 79 in Sterling, and I learned to fly off of this airport, drove my bicycle across the bridge, and spent my lawn mowing money to plunk down $26 per hour dual, wet, for a training airplane, and I'd ride my bike out here about once every 10 days and get rid of some lawn mowing money so I could go up and foolishly throw it away on a flying lesson, and I did that as often as I could gather up the $26.
Well, sitting here under the wing of your DC-3, it's nice to see you've stopped throwing away money foolishly.
Yeah. If you own a DC-3, that is the definition of throwing money away foolishly, but, you know, at some point it doesn't matter. We do it anyway, so.
There are people who throw it away on much more foolish things. Well, let's talk about putting the formation together. It looks like you'll have at least 32 planes. Are you expecting a couple more before it goes together?
Yeah, I still got a couple that are doing. We're not going to fly a 32 or 34 ship. It'll be a little bit smaller than that, probably 28 to 30, but I won't really know until we look at the weather. We have a few limitations, but we're definitely we've gone out and practiced already the last couple of days, the route, and we put up a four ship this morning and tested a few more concepts and looked at the terrain once again and the join procedure. Everything checks perfect, and so we're going to give that report to the guys. And you know, it's an individual owner decision for each person. None of us have ever flown in a 32 ship DC-3 formation before, so we're going to respect the decision of each particular captain on if they want to go and be a part of the world record, or if they want to stay, that's fine. If they want to go on to Oshkosh, that's fine. If they want to stay here another night or two, that's fine. Each guy gets to decide once they've been presented the facts.
Dan Grider is my guest. More in a moment from Rock Falls. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Leading the way to a new generation of aircraft, Eclipse Aerospace introduces the Total Eclipse twin-engine jet. The Total Eclipse is a sophisticated, high-performance aircraft with low operating costs, low environmental impact, and uncompromised safety. Every Total Eclipse jet comes with flights to 41,000 feet, max cruise speeds of 370 knots, an onboard color radar with electronic moving maps and e-charts. And, of course, every Total Eclipse comes complete with a factory warranty. Log on to eclipseaerospace.net for more information.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 G2. Interested in a substantial airplane that remains practical and affordable? Whether you're a non-pilot looking to begin flying lessons, a pilot needing personal transportation, or a fleet customer selecting the best plane to meet the demands of a multiple aircraft operation, consider the SR20 G2. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Dan Grider of thelasttime.org. It's not hard to imagine that this will be the last time you have this many of these aircraft and these people together. But what about the future of the DC-3? There's so many people who love it. There are still a bunch of them around. I've been told by a number of the guys here that finding parts for them is not that big a deal. Obviously, maintenance is getting more expensive. There's questions about low lead fuel or leaded fuel going away. But everybody seems to think that it may be the FAA that or some regulatory action that finally grounds these things for good. How is that going, and how long do you think you can keep flying yours?
Well, what you're speaking of here are nails in the coffin, and we've already got a lot of those. It's very difficult from a regulatory standpoint. The FAA doesn't like these old airplanes that they don't understand. You've got EPA, DEA, TSA. TSA would love nothing more than to set up out here with their little uniforms and run you through the metal detector before you board your 1938 model airplane to give a ride to a D-Day vet. And, you know, some of that stuff just approaches absurdity, but that's what they love to do. There's going to be more and more government intervention. Parts availability and maintenance is an issue. If you look at in the last 10 years, 10 years ago, there was 250 of these flying in the States. Today, there's fewer than 100. That number is not climbing back up. It's on the way down, and there is going to approach a point in the next 10 or 12 years where we physically are probably shut down and unable to fly these. You'll see a lot of them in museums, hanging from a ceiling someplace, but the chance to actually see a DC-3 fly or ride in it, there is a day where that's going to be over, no doubt.
All right, well, in the meantime, is it still possible to come down to Georgia and get a type rating?
Yeah, absolutely. I've done last 10 years, 220 of them. I intermix that amongst my airline schedule. And we currently have a waiting list about 60 people long. I can only take about 8 guys a month, and we normally train 6 or 8 guys. I got the multi-engine training program that goes with that. I have 2 multi-engine trainers, so a lot of guys come over from Europe and they pick up private pilot airplane multi-engine land just so they can sit left seat and go out and fly the DC-3, and we've done lots and lots and lots of those and had a great time doing it.
So come down and fly with Dan and get your DC-3, at least your second in command rating, and you can go show your license to Grandpa and he'll be very impressed.
Absolutely, you know, and having that stamped on your certificate, even when the airplane goes away, that's one thing that's going to stay on your FAA pilot's license for a long time. So we've had good success with it. I try to tell people that it is of no practical use, and if you think you're coming to Georgia for training for something that's going to actually do you any good in the future, you're probably wasting your money. But I have a standing policy. I will give anybody their money back at any time. I've never had a taker on that. I've become permanent lifelong friends with just about everybody that's come down and flown with you. We just have a great time. And I really do. I let everybody sit left seat, and I let them start it and taxi it and drive it off into the grass. And I'll let them bounce 6 feet high. Sometimes they get to land or log four landings on each one of their approaches because of their bounces. But, you know, the old Doug can just take it, and we just let it bounce.
Just a big tail dragger, huh?
Just a big cup is all it is. Just a big cup.
Well, Dan, thanks for taking some time out. I'll let you get back to it. I know that you've got always had a line of people waiting for you to do something here while you've been here. And thanks for inviting us, and have a great rest of the event. We'll look for the formation in the air tomorrow.
Yes, sir. And, Paul, we appreciate you guys' support and media support to help make that happen. All the support from the community and the media has been a very key part of this, and we just appreciate you guys for helping us be able to pull this off.
It's not known how many of the DC-3s gathered at the last time will be coming to Oshkosh, but you can see the formation flight at Rock Falls Airport in northern Illinois. You'll want to get there by midday to catch engine start. Find out more about this historic gathering on the web at thelasttime.org. Dan Grider has been my guest. Find out more about getting a DC-3 type rating from Dan at www.thedc-3network.com. That's the numeral 3. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.